Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tidrow. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Dobson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pat Dobson. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer strikes out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Unser, who is chasing the ball. Rettenmund reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Powell moves to second. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse takes first base on ball four. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to third. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Rettenmund steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley is walked intentionally. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Powell steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-1 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Tidrow covering, for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Lamb now pitching. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crowley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baylor for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-2 in the game. Oates hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Unser. Oates reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson scores. Oates moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger is walked intentionally. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oates. The slide. Fosse applies the tag. Oates is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rettenmund. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCross scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. McCross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Grich reaches second base with a double. Rettenmund scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. Paul Blair pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. McCross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oates hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Camilli pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Denny Riddleberger. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lou Camilli now playing shortstop. Ed Farmer now pitching. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nettles moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.